Well, Father, I truly do thank you for the opportunity to give your people another word. And Father, I just ask that every ear be, spiritual ear be open, every religious spirit to be closed down. And Father God, at your holy angelic host, go to and fro throughout these chairs, ministering to your people. Meet every need, Father. And Father God, we just thank you for showing up. We thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now this prophetic, teaching I have this morning is a prophetic word that God gave me to give this morning. So, I've entitled it The Call, because he's calling us to be different. He's calling us to go higher, and he's calling us to be a peculiar people. I'm tired of being normal like everybody else. I want to be a peculiar people. I want to be like Elaine up on the streets, and you know, I just love to hear her testimonies of what goes on at the streets, because I think it's powerful. And if anybody doesn't believe in miracles, just go with Elaine. And she'll get rid of your doubt and unbelief for you. Amen. My children, do not move from your place of security in me. Stay connected to the vine. Stay in perfect peace. All hell is breaking loose upon the earth. But my children who abide under the shadow of the Almighty, they shall know perfect peace in the midst of every severe storm that is coming this way. Some have taken their chance with the enemy, and they will be blown off course. But you, my children, I'm asking to stay steadfast in me. Take my hand more securely this morning than you even did last night. Stay in the very center of my will. And understand that I am, that I am, that I am, period. Do not trust in the things of this world, for they are swiftly fleeing. Trust in your Father. Trust in your Father who loves you desperately and completely. Trust in me, knowing that I, the Lord thy God, I will continue to hold you securely in my arms, no matter what comes your way. And I will never leave you nor forsake you. Many, many souls are counting on you to stay steadfast. Many, many souls that are hurting, no hope, no love, are counting on you. And as you stay steadfast in me, I am going to send you to those lost souls. I will even bring the lost souls to you, and you will minister salvation to them. This is the hour of revival of the streets, and the streets will know of my Son. You will even see the glory go into the streets. You will see many, many miracles on the streets. My children, I say unto you, do not grow weary in well-doing this day. Trust me with every fiber of your being, and never withdraw from my presence. I am with you always. I am with you always. I am the good shepherd, and I watch over my flock. Just trust me. Believe in me, and know that I am. I am your provider. I am the very lover of your soul. I am your source. Just believe. Well, let's go on with the word that God gave me for you this morning. Now is the hour that I am calling all of my chosen ones to seek my face for newfound knowledge. You see what he wants you to do? He wants to give you new knowledge. Not the knowledge you already know, but new knowledge. There are secrets still locked up in heavenly places that I want to unlock and give to my people. There is surely a lot of transformation taking place at this given time, but most of my children are not taking hold of what I am accomplishing in their lives at this given time. Read that line again. There is surely a lot of transformation taking place at this given time, but most of my children are not taking hold of what I am accomplishing in their lives at this given time. Children, take no thought for tomorrow, for I have all of your tomorrows in my hands, and I need you to be free to accomplish the works I have laid out before you. And Matthew 6:34 says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. And then the New King James Version says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. God goes on to say, so many souls at stake, and I cannot find the honest ones that will stay steadfast at this given hour to do the perfect works that needs to be done before that great and powerful day of the return of my Son Jesus. Let's read that one over again. So many souls at stake, and I cannot find the honest ones that will stay steadfast at this given hour to do the perfect works that needs to be done before that great and powerful day of the return of my Son Jesus. And Joel 2:11 says, the Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can endure it? God goes on to say, many shall fall away at this given time, and many more will fall away as the days go by. But I am calling my true and faithful ones to stay steady in me and never grow weary in well-doing. And Joel 2:12 says, now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Surrender your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Let's read 13 again. Surrender your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. God goes on to say, this is the hour of great salvations all across this earth. And I need all at their post at every given second of every day. There is no more time for foolishness. I'm about my business, and it is not business as usual. This is a day that the prophets of old spoke about, and they have already come upon you, and I need you to be steadfast in all that you say and do. Joel 2:15 says, blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes. Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room. Let the priest who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nation should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. If we do Joel 2:15-18, then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. God goes on to say, do not in any way allow the enemy to speak into your ears. Your ears were not meant to hear his voice. They were made for my voice and my voice only. And John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. God goes on to say, the hearts have grown cold and bitter, but I do have a remnant that has not forsaken me. And it is those that I am calling forth in this hour to do a great and mighty works for me. Never ever think that I am finished with you. Your works will not be completed until the day my Son comes to bring his bride home. Be diligently working heaven's works and allow the world to take care of itself. Then Ephesians 9:59 says, Then Jesus said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. We don't have the option to turn around and go back. We have to stay on our journey. And God said, am I not a God of plenty? Can I not do all that I have spoken? Then what is the problem? Come now, I say, and let us reason together and get this work done quickly. And Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Then God goes on to say, do you really comprehend the importance of this hour? Do you really know what I am speaking about? All of heaven is standing in amazement at how the church is stumbling along, not understanding the hour or season they are living in. No more ups and downs. Everything is go from this moment forth, and I do not want you in any way to look back. There is absolutely nothing to go back to. Your future looms bright before you, and it will not fade away into nothingness. For I am the one that has planned your future, and my plans are forever, yes, and amen. And James 1:6 says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. And Luke 9:62 says, but Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. And God goes on to say, stop the silly bickering about who is who, and just take your rightful place in me, and be content in whatsoever state I have you in, and be about the Father's business. Hebrews 13:5-6 says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? I wish you would get that in your spirit. We can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? God went on to say, my business is all about preparing you for heavenly kingdom works and the great salvation of the lost souls that I want to send into your midst to be healed and set free from all demonic influences. Be strong in your God and take my hand and allow me to lead you into the paths of righteousness that you must walk in and then bring others into that path to complete the works that lie before them. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then God goes on to say, soul after soul in the valley of decision, and not enough workers to work with them and teach them of my Son's great love for them. Let's read that again. God said, soul after soul in the valley of decision, and not enough workers to work with them and teach them of my Son's great love for them. How many people are really on the streets working with the street people and sharing the gospel? Elaine and Mark can't do it all. I know there's a few others out there, but there's not enough out there. Joel 3:14 said, "Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision." And God says, will you stand in the gap? Will you be a leader among leaders and allow me to lead you by the still waters that will overflow into all the lives you meet? This is a call that God has in you this morning. Will you stand in the gap? Will you be a leader among leaders and allow me to lead you by the still waters that will overflow into all the lives that you meet? In Psalm 23:1 says, a psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I don't believe we believe that when we read that. If we really believed it, we wouldn't be living the lives that we're living and calling ourselves children of God. And God's gifts went on to say, I stand waiting for your decisions. I stand with open arms to bring you close to my bosom where the enemy has no authority and cannot touch you. Let's read that one again. I stand waiting for your decisions. I stand with open arms to bring you close to my bosom where the enemy has no authority and cannot touch you. Will you take my request seriously this day and come unto me, all you are heavy laden, and allow me to give you the rest you so desperately need? Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And God went on to say, my son Jesus is standing by, and he is listening for your heartbeat, and he is forever interceding for you and your loved ones that you have sent to the throne. Stand with him and see the salvation of the Lord at work in every area of your life and in the lives of those you hold dear in your heart. But now it is time to go outside the box, your heart, and have compassion and mercy on the lost and dying. It is time to take hold of the truths of my word and take them to a lost and dying world. Don't you see the headlines? Don't you hear the cry of the broken-hearted ones that have no hope for a future? Don't you see how my children are being martyred for my name's sake? Open up your eyes so you can see what I see, and then open up your heart and bring them into the sheepfold. So many in the valley of decision, and no one to take them the truth. And we're going to read Joel 3:14 again. Multitude, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. And we know we are living in the last days. We know that God is doing the last and greatest harvest the church has ever seen. But there's still not enough workers. God says, will you be the one that I send? And Isaiah 6:8 says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? God says, will you be the one that I hold dear to my heart and watch as the enemy tries to take you out of my will? Please, little ones, take this seriously today and do not allow one word to escape your ears and do not allow another soul to drop into the abyss because of your coldness of heart. I am a God of love and I expect all my children to walk in this same love. Let's go back there after I read Isaiah 6:8, where God says, will you be the one that I hold dear to my heart and watch as the enemy tries to take you out of my will? Do you understand what God just said there? God is holding you dear to his heart, but the enemy is working desperately to take you out of God's hands. God already warned you that's going to happen if you answer this call this morning. So then God said, I am a God of love, and I expect all my children to walk in the same love. Remember from whence you came, and do not look at your brother's faults and failures, but just look through the eyes of love and trust me in all that you say and do. Isn't that awesome? When you go out there in the street, you need to look at these people with eyes of love and not judge them for what they've done or are still doing. But you need to look through the eyes of love with your eyes of Jesus and see them as Jesus sees them. already cleansed, already purified, sanctified, serving Him. That's the only way you're gonna win them. You can't go out there judging and condemning them. God went on to say, I will uphold you. That is a promise from the Father's heart. And I always follow through with my promises no matter what it takes. And Psalm 41:12 says, as for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. And then God goes on to say, all of heaven and earth is groaning at this given time for the lost souls. Take heed to what I say to you this day and never ever look back. Never ever forget from whence you came. Stay steadfast in me and allow me to lead, guide, and direct each and every footstep along the way. You are an overcomer. Why do you allow the enemy to convince you otherwise? He is a liar and a father of lies. There is no truth in him. Come, my beloved ones, come away with me, and let's set in heavenly places and accomplish all that I have called you for to accomplish. Where does he want you to go? Into heavenly places, into that third heaven that he called us into a couple years ago. Come, my beloved ones, come away with me, and let's sit in heavenly places and accomplish all that I have called you forth to accomplish. This is not a painstaking task, this God speaking. This is a task of complete humility and love, and it can be accomplished. Let's read this again. This is not a painstaking task. This is a task of complete humility and love, and it can be accomplished. So what if you might die working for the kingdom of heaven? My son Jesus knew he would ultimately be sacrificed. My son's disciples knew that they would ultimately be sacrificed for the gospel of Jesus Christ. But they all unflinchingly moved forward doing the works of the gospel and setting the captives free. God goes on to say, as you read my word, you will note that they did so with thankful, joyful hearts, and never once quit. This day I'm calling each of you to come to the mercy seat of grace and allow me to do my mighty works through you and send you forth to save the lost at all cost. And he says, will you answer the call? God is on the move at transforming his people. And as he's on the move transforming you, changing you into the image of Jesus, he's also setting up souls that he's going to place in your path that you can minister to. The anointing of God is really super strong in here this morning. And God is, he said, will you answer the call? What was the call? This day I am calling each of you to come to the mercy seat of grace and allow me to do my mighty works through you and send you forth to save the lost at all cost. Will you answer this call? And this is what God wants from you today. He wants you to, if you really, really, really want to answer this call today. Come up higher with him. Come into his arms. Allow him to fill you with his self, his grace, and his mercy.